Anxiety has a way of making small things feel heavy, and heavy things feel impossible. It can fill the mind with questions that have no easy answer. What if this happens? What if that fails? What if I cannot handle what is coming? The believer is not a stranger to these feelings. Christians can feel pressure, fear, grief, uncertainty, and weariness. Faith does not mean we never feel anxious. Faith means we know where to take our anxiety. 1 Peter 5:7 says, "Casting all your anxiety on Him, because He cares for you." That is a simple verse, but it carries deep comfort. God does not tell His children to pretend anxiety is not real. He tells us to cast it on Him. To cast something means to throw it off, to place it somewhere else, to stop carrying it as though it belongs on your shoulders. Anxiety feels personal because it touches the heart so deeply. But the burden was never meant to be carried alone. The Lord says, "Cast it on me." Not some of it. Not only the parts that seem spiritual enough to mention in prayer. Not only the burdens we think are large enough for God's attention. Peter says, "All your anxiety." That includes fear about health, family, money, age, death, work, decisions, weakness, and tomorrow. It includes the private concerns we do not know how to explain. It includes the burdens that wake us at night and follow us through the day. Why should we cast our anxiety on Him? Because He cares for us. That is the heart of the verse. The command is built on the character of God. We can cast our cares on Him because His care for us is real. He is not distant. He is not annoyed by the weakness of His children. He is not too busy to hear the trembling prayer of a believer. The saved person belongs to Christ. He has been redeemed by the blood of the Savior, forgiven by grace, and kept by the power of God. Salvation rests on Christ, not on our emotional strength. That means anxiety may trouble the believer, but it cannot separate him from the love of God. Casting anxiety on the Lord does not mean every problem disappears immediately. Sometimes the situation remains, the diagnosis remains, the bill remains, the grief remains, the question remains. But the believer does not have to carry the weight as though God has stepped away. Prayer is where the burden changes hands. Philippians 4:6 says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." God invites His children to come to Him honestly. We do not have to dress up our fear before bringing it to the Father. We can tell Him the truth. "Lord, I am afraid. Lord, I am tired. Lord, I do not know what to do. Lord, help me trust You today." That kind of prayer is not weakness. It is dependence. The Christian life was never meant to be lived in self-reliance. We need the Lord. We need His Word. We need prayer. We need the encouragement of His people. A faithful church helps anxious hearts remember what fear tries to make them forget. God is still faithful, Christ is still Lord, and His grace is still sufficient. Anxiety says, "You are alone." God says, "I care for you." Anxiety says, "You must carry this." God says, "Cast it on me." Anxiety says, "You cannot make it." God says, "My grace is sufficient for you." So when anxiety rises, do not let it become your master. Bring it to the Lord. Name the burden. Give it to Him in prayer. Open His Word. Worship with His people. Take the next faithful step. You may have to cast the same care on Him more than once. That is all right. Keep bringing it back to the One who cares for you. The burden may be heavy, but Christ is stronger. The future may be uncertain, but Christ is faithful. Cast all your anxiety on Him. He cares for you.